Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
You ready to get to Heath Evans?
Of course.
From NFL Network joins us. Heath, good morning. How you doing, man?
Joe, I'm good, brother. How are you, man? It's been too long.
Yeah, it has been a long time. Don't worry. I get to see you. I'm an NFL Network junkie, so don't worry. I get to hear everything and all the shows and everything else. Heath, crazy day yesterday. First of all, before we get to any drama or anything else, I thought we had our best group of games we've had all year in the NFL. What'd you think?
It was pretty special. I mean, from the blizzard we had up in Buffalo, which just, man, it made me miss, you know, December playoff type football. I just very rarely do I sit back and want to go take a beating. Yesterday, I wanted to be in that game so bad. It was just awesome to see. Panthers-Vikings game lived up to everything that I hoped it to be. You know, to think that the Vikings were able to go on that three-game on-the-road skid and come out 2-1, I think, and even the way they battled yesterday
right. Shows
how good that football team is. The Bears, the poor Browns. I mean, we're Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, there was just so many things that just if NFL fans were left wanting yesterday, they're just unpleasable.
It was a great set
day.
Of games.
No, good day for was. The commissioner. You're right. Good
absolutely. Day. Now, yeah. Now, what'd you think? I mean, there were a couple games yesterday, like you said, but the Eagles-Rams yesterday, very high-powered, high-scoring game. But the Eagles might be in for some bad news today. How much will that affect the NFC if Carson Wentz could be out possibly the rest of the season?
Well, listen, I thought Nick came in and played well. He's just a very different type quarterback. You know, you got Big V that had to fill in there at left tackle for Jason Peters, and it really hasn't been that big of a deal because of the mobility of Carson and the brilliance of him in the pocket. He's like a more athletic Big Ben in his heyday. He's a bigger Russell Wilson, and so there's no way to dodge that bullet for the kid. He's such a great kid. I've had the opportunity to chat with him a few times. I hate it for him. I hate it for that team. But the defense still gives him a shot. The defense didn't play as well as I thought it should have yesterday. But we'll see. I try never to write teams out, especially as talented as their O-line and D-line. The Eagles have a lot of ways to beat you, especially if they can get home field advantage.
Hey, Heath, bringing it back here for Monday Night Football, the Patriots down here. You've had a chance to watch the Dolphins all season long. What do you think's been their biggest problem with this team that you've noticed?
No Ryan Tannehill. And I know there's a lot of people down there in Miami who don't really care for Ryan, and you guys know how I feel about him. I feel like he's had to dodge bullet after bullet between coaching changes, OC changes, horrible O-line play. Last year, I thought the world got to see a glimpse of what RT could be with a quality head coach and a quality offensive mind calling plays. And this team is still gritty and grimy. You've just lacked the quarterback play. You look at games last year where this team wins 10 games. And I think I told you guys early in the preseason that you watch those games and you're like, man, how'd this team win 10 games? Well, they just won it because they were just more physically and mentally tough than most of their opponents, and they'd stay in there and stay in there and stay in there. There's still a lot of the same stuff on tape, but those few plays that the offense would make last year to keep the defense off the field, they're just not there. And so I think, listen, Dolphins fans, just hold your breath. Ryan will get healthy. Adam and him will pick up where they left off, and it's just kind of a blip on the radar, I think. But it's just it's a struggling team that struggles to find balance. And if you don't have balance from offense to defense to special teams, you can't compete in this league. And that's what I chalk it up to.
Heath, you were up in New England with Belichick and Brady. What is the secret? Can you just give us the secret, what's been going on there for 17 years? Come on.
Well, I think it's some of what Adam Gase is trying to bring to Miami. I think it's choices, decisions, and consequences. you know, as a player, you have an opportunity to buy in and to study as hard as you possibly can and be prepared for a Sunday afternoon or a Monday night or Sunday night, whatever it is. And then if you made the right choices, you'll go out and perform at a high level. And if you didn't, you'll fumble or you'll throw interceptions or you'll miss assignments. And, you know, we've seen Mike Gillisley up in New England. You know, he fumbled one time and he hasn't been on the field since. And some people call that crazy. But in New England, there's consequences for every action. And I've had coaches like Mike Holmgren say every great running back's going to fumble because he's always fighting for more yards. Well, Bill doesn't teach that. Bill teaches that if you lose the ball and you cost this team a possession, you were being selfish and you didn't care about the team enough to take care of the ball. And so chances are you're not going to be playing much more. And so those extreme situations, they just roll over into everything else. And so people are put in high anxiety situations. But if you make the right choices to study and prepare, Bill's always going to put you in a position to win and to succeed. And so there's a level of expectation there that's just different than any place I've ever played. And that's the simple answer. And people don't want to hear it, but that's just the truth. They're just more well-prepared.
Heath, we had something yesterday you guys are going to be talking about a lot. This Quentin Jefferson coming off the field in Jacksonville and getting into it, had a couple beers thrown at him. And look, yeah. He just got to leave, right? No matter what happens, yeah. You got to get your butt in the locker room, correct?
Yeah. And listen, we've all been in those situations. Someone says something to our wives or someone mouths off to our daughters or something, and we have a momentary lapse of judgment. So it's hard to find fault in the guy. I mean, you're in a heated emotional battle. Your team's taking one on the chin, and then you have to deal with that nonsense. And the truth is, he's getting tossed out of that game, and Michael Bennett was the one that started it, you know? And it's just you always want and expect more of the NFL player, but I do hope that NFL security and the Jacksonville Jaguars will take a good look at that
right.
tape and ban those fans for life from that stadium, because listen, we're all humans. We all deserve respect. You know, we're fighting a race war in this country, but it all comes down to just lack of respect and love for people. And so I think consequences need to be delivered on both sides of that.
The other part of that is what you talked about. I wonder what's going to happen with the league. Michael Bennett trying to roll up on Linder at the end of that game. Not real pretty look when they look at that, huh?
Well, and then, you know, we just hand out the Walter Payton Man of the Year awards. Listen, I'm a big fan of Michael on the field, and honestly, I've been a big fan of Michael in a lot of ways. But between, you know, his half a story of the Vegas thing and then this stuff here, it just aggravates you, you know, because there's enough of my black brothers that I've listened to in this league that I love and respect, and I believe their stories. And so when you start a track record of telling half stories, then the rest of America that thinks these players are kneeling and having their hands in the air for no reason, the cause that Kaepernick and Malcolm Jenkins and all have taken a knee for is spit in the face of when guys tell half stories. And then when Michael does something like he does yesterday, then the people that already disrespected him, he just gives them more
right.
reason to disrespect him. And listen, I've been on the player side of this. Listen, I was raised by a Marine. Yeah, I want everyone to stand for the flag. But at the end of the day, I also want people's voice to be heard when there is people being mistreated and profiled unfairly. So I try to take the middle of this fence and I get both sides of it. But Michael's just made some poor decisions lately that really hurt the cause.
No, I agree with the Michael Bennett stuff. He's getting ripped a lot on Twitter today for everything that he's done with that. And with that said, and in the NFC, Seattle right, by the way, in the mix. But I look down the NFC playoff kind of line a little bit, and I see Green Bay there, and Aaron Rodgers might be coming back. Could they be the wild card team in all this?
I tell you this, it's the team that nobody wants to face.
Right?
You know? I mean, we see 52 make a play yesterday to win the game in the backstretch, and then if you get 12 back, it's like the 12 in New England. You know, if those two are playing, those two teams can win any game. And that's just the scary proposition. Green Bay literally only got knocked out last year by Atlanta because they were basically fielding a defensive backfield off the streets of Green Bay because everybody was hurt. And so people look at that Atlanta-Green Bay game last year in the NFC Championship, and they're like, oh, they got smoked. Well, the story is, if they would have had a defensive backfield, Aaron Rodgers might have had a heyday. So it's a
we'll just leave it at the fact that it's scary for every team, not just in the NFC, but potentially whoever they have to face off in the AFC.
I want to ask you overall about the commissioner stuff. I know you guys have talked a lot about it. What do you think about commissioner? First of all, the job that he's done overall and getting a new contract?
Well, made the owners a lot of money. So,
I mean,
isn't that what he's there for? I know he has a tough job of trying to balance of, hey, I work for the players and the owners. But listen, all the players know we're not dumb. I mean, his loyalty needs to be the owners. And I get that. As a business owner, listen, he's hired by the owners to have the owner's side. And I think he's done a great job of discipline overall. I mean, people can look at the glaring points of, you know, even some of the Deflategate stuff and just always nitpick about their side or, you know, the Zeke Elliott deal or whatever it is. But all in all, I'd always prefer that the commissioner take the more disciplinary action than less disciplinary action. So Rodgers always had my vote of confidence, and I challenged him greatly on Deflategate. I've challenged him in other areas, but I think Roger knows I've got his back because I think he does what is best for every little boy that's watching our game. And he tries to set an example of what our players should act like, what they should speak like, and trying to represent the Shield in such a way that it honors all the great men that came before us in the NFL that really laid the groundwork for what it is today.
Well, it's I just, as we said that, I'm just thinking, like Roger Goodell, after signing that contract, he just did a nice job with Verizon, $2.5 billion. How's that for NFL's new deal?
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Well, great
and
stuff.
Listen, it's a challenging landscape. I mean, with TV contracts and the stuff moving to the more tech space versus TV space, he's bridged a gap, and I think, honestly, it's only going to get better. So I hope he gives me, you know, an agent's half percent, you know, for pumping him up so much. You know what I mean?
Heath, I got to ask you one question, a behind-the-scenes NFL Network question. You know Scott Hansen. I'm guessing you've worked with him plenty of times. Has that guy only go to the bathroom possibly once during an 8-hour show or not at all? How does that happen?
He's like Tom Brady. He's not human. Like, I mean, I have a 3.5-hour show on Sunday, and I pee like 6 times. So I guess he's just really dehydrated, you know, or he's got like an Iron Man's bladder, one or the other.
Something.
So, that red zone's a, you know, it's one heck of a package for sure.
By the way, Joe calls the games, obviously, for radio. So yesterday he was like kind of reintroduced to the red zone channel. He came in today talking about it. I tried to tell him that's all I watch on Sundays. How great is that red zone channel?
Red zone's awesome.
I mean, other than Game Day Live that I'm on, you know, from whatever.
Listen,
we live in such a fantasy day and age that people don't really want to watch the games anymore unless they're diehard loyalists to their team. They're trying to figure out, you know, who's got the fantasy points and then who's winning in their league. It's the Red Zone and our Game Day Live show do great numbers because of the fantasy clientele.
Heath, get back to that workout, man. I hear you. You're already getting me tired just thinking about your workout for the next hour or so. So thank you very much, buddy.
I'm all done. I'm laying here trying not to die. So I'll catch up with you guys soon.
You got it.
Stretch, man.
All right. Thanks, Heath. Appreciate it.
Yeah, bub.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.